dreams fall asunder. A fugitive running from a chain gang. Comfort me, grant me absolution.
This is Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody's having a fantastic Friday, and we wish you the best of weekends. You can listen to Press Row each weekday from 3 to 6 here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You can also listen on the Stay Mobile live stream at ESPNChattanooga.com.
Not only are they great what they do when it comes to repairs and getting your phone or tablet working in a perfect order, for a limited time only, Stay Mobile is offering a free military-grade tempered glass screen protector with every repair. That's a $24.99 value, friends. This is ideal. This deal is available on select model phones while supplies last. Stay Mobile to stay connected.
All right, it's a pleasure to welcome back on the Hardee's Hotline, Brad Style, the Minnesota Twins Player Development Director. Brad, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Good to be on with you guys again.
Well, it's obviously you know what time of year it is, and for our listeners, we mentioned it before. This may be the busiest week or one of the busiest weeks you've got in the year. But if you can rewind to the start of spring training, how many players do you work with at the beginning, and then how many do you have to kind of funnel it down to?
Well, we usually start with around 140 players at the beginning of minor league spring training, and then as we go through the month, we'll get 35-40 more players sent back from major league camp, so that gives us about 175-180 players to work with, and then we have to try and get it down somewhere in the 160 range or so there's some tough decisions that we have to make, and we're getting down to the end here this week.
And I would imagine that has to be the toughest part of your job. Is that just kind of a situation where it's a one-on-one in your office that you have to say, you know, that you have to break the tough news?
Yeah, it's usually me and then one of our coaches that's been working with the player on that particular team. But, yeah, it's the toughest part of the job, especially when you're dealing with some of these guys that have been in our organization for 5 or 6 years, excuse me, and you build strong relationships with them, and you watch them grow up to some extent, and so those are tough decisions to make.
All right, the Lookouts, they have the exhibition game Tuesday. They start their Southern League season on Thursday. They do so as defending league champions. They will be managed again by Doug Minkiewicz. You know, when I would go in that clubhouse in August, I mean, Doug would be all beat up. He'd have that elbow iced. I mean, this is a guy who made some money, obviously, playing the game, and he had managed before in Florida where he lives. So last year was kind of new as far as all the bus rides and stuff like that. So given the wear and tear that he had last year, were you surprised that he wanted to come back?
No, I wasn't. Doug's really passionate about the game, and he loves the competition of it, and he loves teaching. And I think we were fortunate to have someone like Doug managing in our minor league system. I think, you know, looking ahead, he'll probably have some major league coaching opportunities down the road. So we're thrilled to have him in the organization right now.
You're listening to Brad Style, the Twins Player Development Director here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Brad, when you're going through the process of this past week, how difficult is it to remain patient with these kids?
Well, that's something we talk about a lot. Coming into spring training, our main goal here is to just get the players ready for the season, try and give them an opportunity to compete for jobs when there are situations like that. We do map out a lot of the rosters in the fall. Following the season, we have a pretty good idea coming into camp, but there are always a few spots up for grabs. But we try to keep that in mind, especially the younger kids that are in their early 20s, that they're just learning how to play the game, and you kind of wipe the slate clean as we come into every season.
Now, and you guys are a couple of years ahead of, we've got a lot of Braves fans around these parts as well as a lot of Lookouts fans, and they've kind of already pushed that message out there that they're building towards 17 at the earliest. You guys are a couple of years ahead of that. How difficult is it within the organization in those rebuilding modes? And what is it like? Is it added pressure for a guy like you until those guys make it? Because, I mean, once they get there, you got to look towards the next generation of them, but until they get there, it's kind of on you, right?
Well, yeah, there's always pressure to get talent to the big leagues, and sometimes we have to keep the development piece in mind and try to be patient as much as we can. That's a process we've gone through here the last few years, and we've seen guys like Eddie Rosario and Byron Buxton and Miguel Sano advance through our system and finally make an impact in the big leagues last season. And the fans always want to see those guys in the big leagues sooner rather than later. But we try to take the long-term view on it and make sure these guys are ready as they move from level to level through the system.
You're listening to Brad Style, the Twins Player Development Director here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Brad, last year, obviously, the season ended with a championship. It began with a new affiliation, and, of course, the first team you send here had the top three organizational prospects with Buxton, Sano, and Berríos. You get these like Baseball America top 10 lists and stuff like that. I think that last year's opening day lookouts had five of Minnesota's top 10. I think this year may only just have one. Do those lists pay attention to those, or do those lists actually kind of drive you guys crazy for what you do?
Well, we're aware of those lists. Obviously, talked to some of the media people that put those together, but I think they're entertaining for the fans. I think sometimes they're not always accurate. It's tough to predict how players are going to develop. I think Tyler Duffy is one example of that. He was a starting pitcher on the Lookouts Club last year, and I don't think he was ever one of our top 10 prospects as he went through our system, but he had a big impact on our Major League Club last year. So those lists can be hit or miss, but they're usually pretty good at identifying the top players in the system.
All right, obviously with Buxton, he's had a couple of years where he hadn't been able to play a complete season. Where is he from a health standpoint, and how has he done so far?
Well, he's doing well. I think he had a pretty good major league camp, and he stayed healthy. He made a great catch yesterday in the game, and he still has a lot of development to do. He doesn't have a lot of at-bats in his professional career, and that's going to be a big part of the learning process as he tries to help the team in Minnesota.
And then as far as the 2016 lookouts, the question everybody wants to know about, how is this team kind of shaping up, and what are your hopes for it?
Well, I think we have high expectations for this club. I don't think we'll be quite as talented as we were last year, but I like the experience with our pitching staff there. I think we'll have several guys back that were on the team last year, starters like DJ Baxendale, David Hurlbut, Jason Wheeler, and then some guys in the pen, JT Chagua, Nick Birdie, Jake Reed. So those guys will be back, and I like some of the guys that we're moving up position player-wise. Mitch Garver's a catcher that can swing the bat a little bit. Angel Vielma's a fun player to watch at shortstop. He's a very good defensive player, and he brings some speed to the game on the offensive side. And then Dan Polka, who's a power hitter, outfielder, that we got in a trade from the Diamondbacks this winter in exchange for Chris Herman. So I think we'll have a pretty balanced team there, and I think we have high expectations for them as we head into the year.
You mentioned Polka. I mean, here's a guy who I think had 29 homers and 90 ribbies last year, and I saw we're in spring training. He hit three homers and like five or six ABs. What can Lookouts fans expect from him? I mean, I know he's new to the organization, but what can they expect from him?
Well, he's got a lot of power. He's a really strong kid. He plays the game hard. He's going to take aggressive at-bats, and he's going to go up there swinging. And he's still got some things to learn when it comes to the strike zone and defense, but he's an exciting player, and he's going to be fun to watch.
And then finally, what do you do now? I mean, the rosters are, I guess they'll be announced over the weekend or whatever the case may be. You turn from decompressing from spring training to now getting on the road and actually seeing these guys at their various stages of where they're sent, right?
Yeah, we have a couple tough decisions left to make over the weekend here. We want to make sure that we have enough healthy guys to start the season. So we're going to play that out a little bit, but then just getting excited for opening day and watching our guys go out and play. And then once we get a couple weeks down the road here, we'll start getting out and watching some of our clubs play.
Brad, thank you as always for joining us here on Press Row. Looking forward to seeing you down the road in Will you be in Chattanooga sooner or later?
I'll probably be there in the next month or so.
Okay, that qualifies as sooner. Brad, thank you so much as always for taking the time, and look forward to working with you down the road.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Brad Style, Player Development Director for the Minnesota Twins, talking about this season's Chattanooga Lookouts. We'll reopen the Hardys Hotline, 648-1051. Back with more here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.